discussing the Isra of Chol of Akum. The Hagdama to the Isra of Chol of Akum is the fact that it's Isra of Chol of Tomei, the Chol of a animal that's not kosher. So the Chol of itself is also not kosher, which the Gemara B'chayus gives the drasha for. The Rambam says that it's not, you're not liking the Isra, even though it's Isra Midraisa. So it's clear that there's the Isra of Chol of Minatame, which is an Isra Deraisa. Now, the Gemara says that the Isra of Chol of Akum is based on this Isra. What's the problem? What's the connection? So the Gemara says that there's a chash, even though it's a chash of a chlufe, because they look different, but there is a chash of a ruve, that there's a possibility that the Chol of Tame was mixed in to the Chol of Tar, and since the possibility that the Chol of Tame was mixed into the Chol of Tar, so therefore it's also. And the Gemara says, even though we have a klal that you can make cheese out of Chol of Tar, not out of Chol of Tame, but even so, they asked it either because we're talking about where you're going to eat, either because we're talking about where you're going to make milk out of it, and even though you could take a little bit and make cheese out of it, but it doesn't prove it, because there's always something that doesn't turn into milk, or because of there's always a little bit of, even if you're making cheese out of it, there's always a little bit of milk left in the cheese, and therefore you can't prove it, and therefore you can't use it as a kefis. Now, the Gemara itself, we could understand, since Chol of Tameh is Asim Deraisa, and there's a Chash Yuve, so Pshat is, if you go and you buy Chol of from a guy, you don't know what you're getting. What you're getting might be a 100 Chol of Tahar, what you're getting might be a mix of Chol of Tahar and Chol of Tameh. So since you don't know what you're getting, the Gemara doesn't say clearly, doesn't say Mefurish, that's Xayah, the Gemara says, it's also Mishum Yuve, because there's a Chash of Taruvis Cholov Tame in it. So the Gemara itself is not Mefurish what the gather this is. One could argue, based on the Gemara itself, that the Isser Be'etzim is the Isser of a Kaponim, a Safik Deraisa. It's not a Vadi Deraisa, even though the guy himself doesn't have Nehemonis, but there's a possibility it's Cholov Tar. It's pure Cholov Tar. But from the Gemara itself, one could argue that the Isser is an Isser of Isser of a Safik Dereis. Not maybe Safik Dereis Yigup is only Derabonon, but Akoponon, the Isser itself is an Isser of a Safik Dereis. So the Shulchan Aruch is brought down on page Tezvav through Tezayin, Yudzayin, says the Klal. Says that with our certain things that are aser, the halacha is when you give something to a guy, either as a pekadin or as a shliach, so you have to know, we can't trust the guy, so you have to know that what you gave to the guy is the same thing that you're getting back to the guy. So certain cases require two chaysamas, and certain cases require chaysam echad. And if you ever get your meat delivered and it comes all taped up, that's and inside the box it's a package, that's why that's your two chaysamas. That's why they use the tape with the markings on it for the dafke, for the box of the meat delivered in. That's your tuchesamis, because meat is one of those things that requires tuchesamis. So the klal is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that something which is a iser deraisa requires tuchesamis. Something which the iser is only an iser derabonon is enough to have a chesam echad. And the Gemara gives various examples, and one of the Shulchan Aruch gives various examples, and one of the examples that the Shulchan Aruch gives, something which only requires Chol Yisam Echad, is Cholov. That if you have milk, that you are masked by a guy, or you are shelech to a guy, it's enough to have a Chol Yisam Echad to prove that it is the same thing that you sent. So the Shach says, we see from here, that the Isser of Cholov Akum isn't only in the Sidra Rabbanim, because it would be in the Sidra Raisa, it would require two chisamas. So the Shach is bothered, why is it only in the Sidra Rabbanim? Since we're talking about a chash of a Ruve Chol of Tameh is Sidra Raisa, so therefore the Isser of Chol of Akum should be an Isser of Kaponim of the Safik Deraisa. Since it should be an Isser of a Safik Deraisa, we should have a problem of the issue required to chesamis. So the Shach is al kaponim from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it's sagi b'chaisim echad. We see it's Isser Rabbanan, and next week when we discuss the Gedda Isser, we're going to see clearly. There are many places, many Rishayim, and the Chayim say clearly it's Isser Rabbanan. Shaila, what the Gedda that Isser Rabbanan is, that we're going to see more about next week, what the Gedda of the Isser is. But al kaponim, the Isser is an Isser Rabbanan, and the Shach has this question: why is the Isser only an Isser Rabbanan? Well, Chayim should be an Isser Isser. Since we're talking about a Sasek Chol of Tomei, it should be an Isser Isser. So the Shach says two tusim to this Kasha. One is, he says, that the klal is that min b'minay, since we're talking about cholov and cholov, so it's min b'minay, so therefore, midereis is bottle. So midereis is bottle, so even on the tzad, that it's a, even on the tzad that he mixed in cholov tamei, even on the tzad that he mixed in cholov tamei, it's definitely going to be a miyut, definitely going to be a miyut, and since it's going to be a miyut, the chashash is only a chashash drabon. So therefore, it's sagi b'chaisim echor. That's one possibility. Shach says, "Mish tachreinim have a kasha, mitzuri gets a kasha." That the shach hold the min b'min is probably in tam, and the dragon names on that tam chol of akum, tam chol of tamei, and tam chol of tar are different. And therefore, it should be have a dinam b'sheinei minay, which the halach is you need shishim midereisa. That's the Fregis kasha. And then the Tarech Tani Yehuda that since there's no time ki'ikir on something which you're not loike on, even if it's nisidereisa. But kaponim, that's what the Shach says. The Shach says one Tarech is that it's midereisa is bottle, and therefore the chash of this iser is only derabonon. That's one Tarech he says. The other teretz he says is that the whole chash is only derabonim, because rav cholov in the world is cholov tahar. Most milk comes from cow milk, even though there is other cows, goats, whatever it is. Even though there is milk from other animals, there's pig's milk and camel's milk available, but most milk comes from cows and goats, and therefore the whole chash, even if a milk that would have a taruvis of chalav tami in it would be asa deraisa, but the din to be chayshish for that tzad is only a din derabonim. So even though the iser, if you would actually have taruvis, would be an iser deraisa, but the din to be chayshish that chash is only a din derabonim. This would be similar, like we have a halach of demai, that we have a claw of Reiv Ameorit Masrim, Miet E Masrim, there are Bonnor Geyser that you should be Chayshish for the Miet E Masrim. So even though if you have an Amorit who did not take off Maisa, the Isser of that thing would be their Isa, would be Tavum their Isa, but since the whole Chash that you have to be Chayshish of their Bonnor, so therefore we treat it like an Isser Abon. So those are the Shach's two Trutzim. If you look on page Yidches, really, we find that this question was raised by the a similar question was raised by the Pritayer, who's the Archaim Sefer on Yeridea. Actually, there's a Dreger in a place refers to the Archaim as the Pritayer Sefer al Tayer, but. We know it as the Pritayer is the Archaim Sefer on Yeridea. So he raised a similar question. He asked the Kasha that why isn't this why isn't it a Safik Isser Rabbanan, which we're going to get into in a minute. And he says that the Chashash is a Chashash of Mechza. He says that the Chashash is that maybe the guy was Ma'arivit ad Mechza. Now this L'chayra is very problematic in the Gemara. I don't know what the Tarech of the Pritayer is going to be. And we have this kash as we're learning it. Is the Gemara says really there's an Eitzah. How do you know if you have the Chash? Eitzah is, take some of it, make some cheese out of it. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good proof, because even when you make cheese out of kashim, there's always a little bit of milk that doesn't curdle into cheese. So the question is that if the whole Isser is only when you have Mechza Chalav Tamei, then what's the problem? It's true. You can't prove that it's 100% chalav tahar through making it to cheese. But as long as you get more than half of it, why wouldn't it be enough? So I don't know how the Aruch Chaim is going to answer, going to learn up that line, the Gemara. That's a big kasha by me. If any suggestion, I'd be happy to hear. But our kapanim, so we have basically a three mahalchim how to understand this Gemara, that either it's midiraisa, it's bottle, and therefore it's only sederabanan, or the whole chshash of taruvis is a chshash of is only chshash derabanan because roiv chalav in the veld is chalav tahar. The Pritayar seems to say that the chshash of taruvis is a taruvis deraisa. L'chayr, the Pritayar also has to be maskin to the second sar of the shach, because l'maisa, the Pritayar doesn't argue that Allah has died b'chayis nechad. So l'chayr, the Pritayar has to be maskin that the chshash is, that the chshash is only derabonin. In other words, if the chshash is maybe he makes taf, so the chshash is maybe we're dealing with this deraisa. But the din gufa to be chayshish for that is only din derabonin, since Rav Chalav in the Velt is Chalav Tahar, because otherwise it's going to be Shran Pri Tayar. Why is it Dai B'chayisim Echad? So those are the different Mahalchim, how to understand this Halacha. Now, the Pri Tayar raises a Kasha, which is L'chayri Kasha on the Shach. He asks it for Kasha Nirajmi, L'chayri Kasha on the Shach, which is that if the Isser is an only an Isser, if there is a Taruvis, is only an Isser Derabonon, so then why would we have to be Chayshish for that? It should be a Safik Derabonon, and we should go Lekula. And this really is the, so the Pritayish fires from this Kasha, his Yisayid, and it must be what we're Chayshish for, because we're Chayshish for a Mechza. The Shach is clear, not like that. The Shach is clearly, what we're Chayshish for is something which is Bafal Midaraisa. The Haitzi really asks this Kasha from the Shach, and he doesn't bring down the Pritayah, but he says Misvar, he says, he argues on the Shach based on this, that's on page Yotes. He asks on right, oh, and the Haitzi brings a Rai from the Taisus. Taisus in the Amud before, when the Gemara is discussing the Isser of Dvinas Akum, there's the Isser to buy cheese from a guy as well. So the Gemara asks, what's the Isser to buy Dvinas Akum? We know that only kosher milk can turn into cheese, not chalav tamei. So this is by Gvina Sakram. So the Gemara says, well, Gemara has, as one of the tzaddim, we're afraid, maybe he made the milk, the way they used to make cheese, one of the ways they used to make cheese was to put it in the keva of a behema, and the cheese would then be bileya, the tam, from the keva. So it says, maybe they put it in the keva of a shchut, of a nevela, and it was bileya, the tam of a nevela, and that's why they asked it. So Gemara, that's what the Gemara has to say. And Tais Esna, why do we have to come on to the Behema Tmeya, a Behema Nevela? Why can't it be they put it in the Keva of a Behema Shchuta, and it was Bileya from the Keva, and then there's a problem of Bosa V'Cholav? That's what Tais asks. So Tais answers, no, that Chash would not be a reason to ask the Gvina Zakim. And Tais says follows, because really, even though milk that's Bileya from Basar is also to eat, of Basar v'chalav, that is only derabonin. Because the halach is midiraisa, the only time Basar v'chalav is also is if you cook them together. If the time you have blias of Basar and Chalav, because you reshire them, and the milk absorbs the meat or vice versa, that's also, but that is only derabonin. The issa derisa of Basar v'chalav is only when you cook them together. And that we're not chayshish for. We're not chayshish that he cooked the gevina in the keva. So Zog Taisis, if the whole chshash would be al basa v'chalav, since the issa basa v'chalav itself would only be derabonon, they would never be geyser in that. There wouldn't be geyser auto in this derabonon.
Today they don't use a keva of a behem to make cheese.
What?
Today they don't use a keva of a behem to make cheese.
They use rennet to make the
rennet is made from, that's artificial, it's made from a keva.
Right. Right.
So why don't you always have Basar v'chalav
in every cheese?
Yeah.
They dry out the canvas first. It's not a lot. Before they make the rennet, they dry it out in the process. So it doesn't have it in the bosses. So it doesn't make Basar v'chalav.
Okay.
It's a powder. The rennet is a powder.
Okay.
Could be today they're using artificial.
So, right, but they didn't have artificial rennet very long ago. Yeah. So, so that's what Taisus is. So the Ha'atzvi says, we see from the Taisus clearly that the whole chash is only an iser. Otu and iser abon, they wouldn't have been geyser. So the that's l'chayra. So like the pre-tayar, we understand if the chash is a taruvis of mechtsu mechtsu shalf deraisa. So even if we're only chayshir drabonon because roiv cholov in the world is cholov tahar, but we have a chash maybe in this. The Rabban said we have to be chayshish, maybe this chalv that he sell, that the guy selling us is 50-50. So the Rabban were geyser, I'll do a case of an isner yaisa, that's a miyat. So that we understand, that the Rabban were geyser. But if the chash is like the shach said, of a case of bittul, because we're talking about a case where it's raiv chalv tahar, and chalv tamei and tahar has din amin b'mina, which means their yaisa is batul, so fact the ha'atzvi, the qual is, that all Taisus says that otu a chash drabonon, they were never geyser. So the shach is what's the pshat the shach? What's the teretz to the Ha'atzvi's kashin? So I think the Aruch HaShulchan, I think Bavarns this kashin. If you look on page Chaf Aleph, he says in Ois Aleph, he brings down the Isser. He says. It's clear. He doesn't say mechs, mixas. Niu ein bahatar shishim neged tamei. V'kivin de cholov tamei who isa deraisa choshul is that. So he says, he doesn't say since midaraisa not bottle choshul is that. He says since cholov tamei is also deraisa choshul is that. So I think he's being miramis perhaps a terrorist discussion. That there's two different types of Isurim Drabonon. There's an Isur Drabonon where the Isur Batzmusa is Drabonon, and there's an Isur Drabonon where the Isur Drabonon was, they said that there's something Osir Midaraisa is not bottle. So, for example, when you have Basar B'cholov that became Basar B'cholov Shaloya Yidei Bishol, Midaraisa that's Heter Gomer. The Rabbanan said, Otu Cholov that was Nizbashel B'Basar, they asked this Basar B'cholov as well. So it has a Shairish Minatayr, but this Cheft itself is completely Mutter Midir Aisa, that they asked it Otu something else which is Osir Midir Abonim. When the Rabbanan said that Min B'minai is Einei Batal B'Shishim, the Pshar Znabshat, they said that this thing is a Cheft Shal Hati Midir Aisa, and we created new Isir Dir Abonon on this Cheft. What they said was, Midiraisa min b'minai is bottle b'shishim. Midirabonon min b'minai is not bottle b'shishim. So what they said is that midirabonon the iser the rice is not bottle. So avada, and again, what the choymer iser is, avada the choymer iser is only in isirabonon. Moshe, you have a suffix, it blabs a suffix isirabonon, because the choymer iser is only dirabonon. Midiraisa is bottle. But b'negei gzeirus, it could be, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is coming to say, that there's a makom l'chalik. The b'negei the gzeirus, the gather is that when they were geyser, that this thing is not bottle, so then already passed to make a gzeir out of that. When do we say it doesn't pass to make a gzeir out of this derabonon? When does Taisus say it doesn't pass to make a gzeir out of this derabonon? If we're talking about basa b'cholov, which midaraisa is not basa b'cholov, because it's shaloi derech bishol. And the Rabbanan said, even this Basar B'chol was Osir. So then, that thing is Ba'atz Musay in Isser D'Rabbanan. The whole Isser starts in D'Rabbanan. There, even though it's a Gzeir Otu D'Raisa, but Ta'asir, a Chshash of that is already Gzeir L'Gzeir. But where the Rabbanan said, this thing has the din of the Isser D'Raisa, even though Avad it's only a Midine D'Rabbanan that is there, because Midraisa is bottle. But that could be, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, that since there is an Issa Deraisa there, that's enough that we can make Gzeira Otu that. And that would be Pshat in this other Shach as well, the Binyan on page Chav Beis, that the Shach, the Shulchan L'Ramah says, in Tzim Kuf Tezvav, that if you have a Kli that you cooked, Chol Stamin, the Kalim are also. That's the Issa Dr. Ramah. In fact, the Shach, that the Halacha is, that if you have a kli that you cooked bishul akum in, the kelim are mutter. They're both yisurim derabanan. What's found over here? It's the kelim are mutter, and here the kelim are also. Zark the shach, there's a chilik between the two yisurim derabanan. By bishul kechavim, the whole issur is derabanan. You're talking about, you gave a guy kosher ingredients, He cooked them for you. You're watching him cook them. You know everything here is kosher. So the new Issa, the Rabbanan said, Mishul Chasnus, you're not allowed to eat something that was cooked by a guy. So therefore, that's the whole Issa, but the Rabbanan, that never asked, they never asked the Blias, they never asked the Kehu. Mash Enkin here, he says, the Shach's Lashon is, Avol Hocha Gozru Boy Mishum Chash Issa Deraisa Sheish B'chol Avatzmai. So the Shach's thing calls it Gzeir, it's not just Issa Deraisa, but there Gozru Boy Al Chash Issa Deraisa Sheboy. So it could be what he means is, before he said two terutzim, it's a deraisa and it's a deraisa, or we chayshish for an is deraisa, we chayshish for an is derabonon. So it could be means that what he's saying is like both terutzim. If what we're chayshish for is we're being chayshish for an is deraisa, it's partially what he's saying, since we're being derabonon said the chayshish for an is deraisa, so then they ask the kelim as well. But even like his first terut that is bottle, but what derabonon said, bottle means there is no disvading no is the real is deraisa here. But what the Rabbanon said when they said min b'mina ain't a bottle, they said min b'mina ain't a bottle. So mid Rabbanon, we're dealing with a davar she'aser she'batzmuse as in their isa. So on that they answered the kelim as well. That could be pshat in this in the shach. That's why that would be the teres to hartzvi's kasha, and that would be the teres to the steer in the shach. Why both of these things would be aser, both the blius would be aser, but still it would be dai b'chaisim echad. And it's not, and it wouldn't be a problem with Jael Xayra, since the chefs that the Rabbanon said you have to be chayshish for is the chayshish for the Issa deraisa, which is Nisarv by, even though maybe deraisa is bottle, but since we're being chayshish for the chefs of this deraisa, that's enough to ask the Kalim, and that's enough that's not a problem of Jael Xayra.
But if we take the deraisa, we go bus the road, and most of the people.
Right.
So wouldn't you come to
Natsmusa
and
the rice? No, because what we're saying is, if let's say we're chayshish for, let's say we go like namoy dveg, let's say that it's mimishen in minug, and it's not a bottle, but still the isser is only derabanan. Why? Because since raised milk in the veld is chalav tahar, so the chances that there is a taruvus of chalav tamei in this container that the guy sold you. Is not something you have to be chayshish for mitereis, right? That's the cheshbon. So the pshat is, what did the rabbanon say? The rabbanon came along and said, you have to be chayshish for that tzad that maybe the guy mixed in something. So once the rabbanon said you have to be chayshish for that tzad, what I'm saying is you have to be chayshish that for. So it's true. It's still only this rabbanon because mitereis you have a right to be semich on the right. But what they said you have to be chayshish for is you have to be chayshish that this is something which is awesome deraisa.
Right, but I'm just saying why? Because why this as opposed to everything?
I mean, there are plenty of things that they're upon on Asard. They bring down over here in the Yasser Ion that they bring down from a Sefer Zichrinus, who says that all these Yisurim, even where the Rabbanon gave chashas for them, they're all Mishum Chasnus, like Bishlakim. Just that Mishum Chasnus, they told us to be Chayshish for even Chashish wouldn't be Chayshish for. We do find plenty of things that the Rabbanon said, I mean, the whole bit of Mindamina, we do find plenty of things.
Also wrapped up in
Chasnus? That's what the Sefer Zichrinus says, it's a Chiddush. I mean, in the past it's not like that, But and that's what he says, even though the Gemara says the chash, which is the reason why the Rabbanon decided to be chayshish for the chash is Mishum Chasnus. The reason why the Rabbanon were geyser was Mishum Chasnus. We do find plenty of things where the Rabbanon were geyser where Midereis is right. Demai is an example. Midereis is a right. The Rabbanon says there is a mid the chayshur. Klal is muted the shchiach. Most Mishayim say the shchiach. Is you have to buy it for it. A lot of the things that we check for bugs, it's something we check our taka right.
No,
most of
these
we check for
not,
bugs.
It's not shchiach for sure.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we do find things that there are things that midiraisa
right.
We have a tayer for that the rabbanon say we're mechayiv to be chayish for the miyot.